Oh, boring. Oh, men's business. Okay, now we understand that Indigenous culture, there's men's business and there's women's business. And that's basically our law. And that's to keep families strong. That's so that there's balance and that's so there's justice in the society. So we have the law nowadays. Well, guess what? They had the law back then. And it was very, very harsh, very, very strict, but it worked and it was more of a deterrent. So in Indigenous culture, we have things called borings, and when the boys are from 13 or 12 onwards, when they're turning into young men, they go through initiation. So they get told special knowledge, they get told how to hunt better, they get go through trials of, say, pain, they get scars put on them in a process called scarification, okay? So they get like a big mark on their arm or on their chest, and each of the marks might note maybe a fight, or maybe his age, or how high he was up in the tribal hierarchy.
But why is that important in Indigenous culture?
Oh, well, it's respect, you know. You can see him, oh, he's got a lot of scars. Okay, he's been through a lot of fights. Oh, he's very, very important, okay? So it's like we might get someone from the army with ranks on their shoulder or something. It's just like that. So it's a mark to denote who you are. In African culture, very rich, important women wear extravagant headwear. Well, they didn't have headwear here or military uniforms. Instead, they had scars to denote their rank or how important they were or how old they were. The boar ring was where the boys would go, and they'd be dancers and then corroborees within the ring. To give the listeners an idea, it's basically usually a circle, could be maybe 15 to 30 meters wide. It's a clearing in the middle of the bush, surrounded by trees. Very, very sacred. So only the men could go there, and only the elders could go there.
And it would be men from one tribe only, or because I know that there were big gatherings here at Burleigh Heads with the sea mullet festival, the Jhelum, the Jhelum festival. So would it be just, you know, a tribe, or would it be all the men of the festival would gather there?
I dare say it would have been all the elders, all the different men would come to that area, because it was a men's business area. So they might go there to discuss. Different tribes might go, the men would go there to discuss a men's business, serious business. So it's like a meeting place. That's the best way to describe it. A meeting place. Okay.
Sounds like it encompasses lots of things, like all that initiation stuff you were talking about with the boys, but also maybe a bit of government business would happen there.
That's it. So serious business going on. Yes, they sit down.
We're running out of food in this area. What are we going to do about it?
That's it. So they sit down and have a talk about very serious things, very serious business. And the elders would always talk things out. If there was a fight between two people, or if they couldn't work it out with each other, they go to the elders. Elders would sort things out. Okay, so a lot of our high court judges are our elders of society. That's how I'm very, very respectful towards them. We had our high court judges back then. Those were our elders. So it's like a panel almost.